every time that we allow hatred, racism, bigotry, and violence to dominate the American political system, they win, we lose. Who's they? It doesn't matter. Who's we? We Americans, citizens of the United States. This cannot be tolerated from either side of the aisle, whether it's Black Lives Matter or white supremacist. It's wrong, it's divisive, but that is what they want, to undermine our system of government, to undermine the legitimacy of the presidency and the Constitution of the United States. And we, as citizens, red, blue, left, right, gay, straight, conservative, liberal, cannot allow it to happen. So here are my thoughts on the aftermath of the violence that occurred in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is exactly what the progressive left wants to see. If we tolerate this, if we allow it to happen, it'll destroy us. It, like I said, it tears at the very fabric of our nation. This is the type of division that was created during 8 years of the Obama administration, pitting people against the police force and the establishment. Blacks against whites, lower class economic background against upper class and upper middle class. That's what they want. They want division. They want to sow the seeds of discontent and destroy this country and everything it stands for. Now, there was one man that was killed, run over by a car, put 19 people in the hospital, and then Virginia State troopers perished in a helicopter crash nearby that was directly related to the violence. So I'm asking Attorney General Sessions to please investigate this matter. I know the paint isn't dry yet. It just happened yesterday as we record this show. There are sedition laws on the books. They have been around for a long, long time, for decades. We need to start dusting them off and looking at enforcing the law. There's a thin line, it's a balance between preservation of constitutional rights, but when different organizations are advocating violence or advocating a violent overthrow of the U.S. government, let's arrest them. Let's try them, and let's put them in jail under the laws that are on our books now, under the rule of law. We've got to stop this. And this circles on back to the whole Soros-funded progressive left, the Media Matters conspiracy. It's all part of the bigger game. And people need to know this. This is, we've got to get the word out. This is a greatly orchestrated and planned plot. Now, if you want to defeat somebody at the elections, in the next elections, fine. Everybody does that. But it's by the means that it's done. Now, they're looking to impeach the president. Well, you have to have grounds for impeachment. You can't just invent them, although they're trying to do that every day. But through this concerted effort, and there's a lot of money behind it, people, and it's not just George Soros's deep pockets. There's a lot of others. But I'm asking the Attorney General to investigate this and the other incidents. I don't know much about these white supremacists that initially marched. Unfortunately, as hateful and as disgusting as their message is, they have the right to protest. As disgusting and as hateful as the Black Lives Matter movements are, they also have a right to protest. They have that constitutional right within certain parameters. But when busloads of activists armed with shields and clubs, when they're being bussed in from the area, these people weren't from the Charlottesville, Virginia area. I don't know where they came from. but somebody was behind them. Somebody like, let me think, who was a community organizer that we all know? Now, I'm not tying this directly to Obama and his OFA movement, but not to say that the ties aren't there either. But somebody has organized, somebody has funded. When people show up with pre-printed signs, or they start arriving on buses to deliberately clash in a, you know, if you're wearing helmets and carrying shields and clubs, you're not there for a peaceful demonstration. The Attorney General needs to investigate this. We need to get the bottom of it, not just the individuals who are participating in it, but those who are organizing and encouraging and fomenting and financing that violence and that type of conflict. It's just unconscionable that here in the 21st century, they are sowing the seeds of a civil war. It's not North against South. It's economic and class warfare. It's racial warfare. You know, the 8 years, we took major steps backwards in race relations. And now it's the time to heal. It's the time to come together. And we've got organizations that are pulling every thread possible to undo this and to create more division, more separation. And it needs to be investigated. We need to look at those laws that are already on the books and enforce those laws and start trying in the court of law the individuals that are behind this. You know, I look back at this girl that encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide. I think she got off lightly, but it's the same type of thing on a smaller scale. You got people that are funding and planning and organizing, and then you've got these thugs, these tools. They're anarchists. That's all they are. The Occupy Wall Street folks, the people that couldn't give a damn about the environment that went to protest the pipeline, they trashed the place. They crapped all over the place. They left their garbage everywhere. They didn't give 2 cents worth about the environment. They were tools of whoever basically had hired them. You know, they recruit on Craigslist and stuff. And I've seen advertisements where they're offering, you know, basically room and board for 50 bucks a day or whatever for rent your anarchist for whatever political cause that they want to support. That's what needs to be investigated. And that's what needs to be stopped. It's not the people, as much the people that are committing this violence, but those that are planning it and encouraging it and fomenting that violence and allowing it to happen. We need to take a good look at we as a whole, as society, and what we are going to tolerate and what we are not going to tolerate. Because it will be our downfall unless we do something to stop it now.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. But we stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. And we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, looking good and feeling good are not exactly the same thing. It's just like a car. It may look good from the outside, but what's the inside look like? More importantly than that, what's the inside of your cells look like? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Well, when I started taking Healthy Cell just a few months ago, it has changed my program. I mean, it's boosted my energy. I sleep better, sharper focus. I feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer with improved cells. Well, 90-plus nutrients infused into every cell of your body. Well, this is an exclusive offer for Friends of America Out Loud. You can try it today free. When I say free, I mean free. It's our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. So this is a complimentary gift from America Out Loud. You can go to healthycell.com/outloudsample or just go to americaoutloud.com and click the large banner ad, and our complimentary gift will be on its way to your home.
This is Jamie Williamson, retired Special Forces Colonel. Thanks for tuning in again, or if you're joining us for the first time, welcome to the OPSEC radio show on the America Out Loud radio network. Tonight I'm broadcasting with kind of a heavy heart because of the events that unfolded in Charlottesville, Virginia. This was the work of planned agitators and a propaganda effort. This isn't some deep-seated conspiracy theorist. The liberal left, the progressive elements of society, are just grinning and rubbing their hands with glee because this is what they want to happen. They want to tear at the very fabric of our citizenry, at the very fabric of what makes us a nation of Americans, and to divide us on every level. And if we sit back and let it happen, it'll happen. It's happening now. I want to thank our sponsor, Liberty Ammunition. Let me tell you about Liberty. I carry Liberty Ammunition in my own handguns for personal protection. Liberty Ammunition is made here in the United States. It's lightweight. You can carry a lot more bullets because they weigh a lot less, yet they have the same power of penetration power without over-penetration. And they have extremely lethal terminal effects, and that's the whole point of it. They also have a new line, target rounds, which they're all lead-free. They're good for the environment. They're good for your weapon. Please go to libertyammunition.com. They've got a whole assortment of ammunition for citizens like you and I, for police and military, and also a line for hunting. When you go to the checkout, look for the promotional code and enter OPSEC15. That's OPSEC15. The folks at Liberty have arranged to give OPSEC listeners a 15% discount when you buy your bullets online. So go to libertyammunition.com and patronize our sponsors. If you stop and think for a minute and look at everything that's happened since the election, since the ignominious defeat of Hillary Clinton, look at what's happened to the embattled President Donald Trump. This is all planned and orchestrated and very well financed by the progressive left, the liberal media, David Brock, Media Matters. I'm going to post it on the website, but I want you to go and check out David Brock. Just Google, I'll post the website, but just Google David Brock and Democracy Matters. There's a 49-page manifesto, playbook, whatever you want to call it, where they outline the strategy of the progressive left, and they very unabashedly come out. The outcome, their three main desired outcomes are the impeachment of Donald Trump, preferably sooner than later, or his defeat at the polls in 2020. I can understand defeat him at the polls. That's what it's all about. But impeachment? Okay. And then the change, the balance of power, that's in the House, the Senate, and gubernatorial races. That's understandable. And the more insidious one is to dominate social media. Social media is the new paradigm of communications. We see this on both sides. The progressive left got their progressive asses kicked in the election, and they know it. And they know that the conservative message dominated the media. Everything from talk radio to Facebook, the tweets, everything, all aspects, even the shows like myself and others like this that you listen to, helped sway the election. There are many other organizations similar to OPSEC that have a message to educate the electorate and to make them educated voters. Now, I would never come out and say, don't vote for this person or elect this person, but I will say this candidate is a criminal and she should never be trusted with classified information or the national security of this country. That's perfectly legitimate. But David Brock and his progressive dominated organization, or actually it's a whole conglomerate of organizations made up predominantly of Media Matters, and the other organizations are ShareBlue, Crew, and American Bridge for the 21st century, I believe. They all have specific roles in the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, of his defeat in the election, and advancing their progressive left agenda, specifically gun control, the LGBT agenda, gender equality and reproductive freedom, climate control, and economic policy. Economic policy basically being free stuff for everyone, and to enslave a large portion of the electorate by the handouts that they've been conditioned to receive, which is evil in itself, at the expense. They're buying votes with taxpayer money for their own agenda. Okay, this is the George Soros funded David Brock conspiracy, which borders on sedition. Some of it is legitimate. Some of it is just legitimate politics as usual, as dirty as it's become. Not like that's anything new in the history of American politics. But like I said, each of these organizations are very well financed, very well staffed, some larger and wealthier than others, but they have specific agendas and specific missions within the overall agenda of the progressive movement. Collectively, their stated mission, their intent, is to oppose and resist the president at every level, to be persistent in the resistance and opposition on every level of government, from national level down to your community civic associations that govern whether or not you can fly an American flag or have a U.S. flag on your mailbox. Don't think that it doesn't affect you, because it does. It affects whether you have children in school or not. Other people do. And it's everything from the education of our future generations to something as simple as restricting somebody from flying the national flag on their own property. So they've recognized the fact that they took a severe drubbing in the election, and although they kind of gloss over the fact that they probably had the most flawed candidate in the history of recent politics, but aside from that, they blame it to a large degree on the conservative domination of social media and electronic and digital domination. So that represents a significant threat to the progressive left and their agenda. And through lobbying efforts, through the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, they want to shut down shows like this, shows like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and The Blaze and virtually anybody who disagrees with their progressive leftist agenda, their alt-left conspiracy. So what Brock and Soros and company have done is created this conglomerate of organizations, 501, C3, C4s, Media Matters, which is probably the largest. They've got about $14 million and 81 staffers. ShareBlue. ShareBlue is less well-staffed and less funded. They're focused on social media with probably about a $2 or $3 million budget. Crew, their focus is on the courts and litigation and attacking Trump and Trump's allies. Anyone in media who disagrees with their agenda. Eric Bolling comes to mind as the most recent. There's been a slew of right-wing conservative journalists, pundits, radio hosts, whatever, media people that have been slurred and defamed at every possible level. And then there's American Bridge, very well funded again at $14.5 million. They all have their specific mission. American Bridge primarily is opposition research. All political parties do that. Crew, their mission is a constant barrage of leaks of information, damaging information to Trump and his allies, and to engage the administration and their supporters in continuous court battles. And then ShareBlue, they're the social media organization that wants to mold and shape the way you think and prevent you from thinking things that are contrary to their beliefs. It's to force Trump and his allies to step down. They've been somewhat successful in this. When you look at the whole Russian conspiracy thing, there's been no evidence of that, a lot of speculation, but this is a very well orchestrated propaganda campaign. Reading this 49 page, it looked like a Marxist type of something that you'd read from the Communist Party or from the Marxist movement, which essentially it is. So their objective is to get top editorial talent from across the nation to, even though they control mainstream media, they fear that they lose control of mainstream media, and they know that they don't have a monopoly on it. And there's certain elements within that now Media Matters is probably the most well-known of any of these organizations, heavily funded by George Soros and the whole progressive left. Now Media Matters, their job is to disarm the right-wing opposition, and they view this as almost as a war. They acknowledge the decay of journalism, the rise of fake news and disinformation and propaganda. Not only do they acknowledge that, but they embrace it. Oh, but only when it suits their purposes. When it doesn't, then it's fake news that the right has generated. But essentially, it's an assault on First Amendment rights of free speech. Their goal is to dominate Google and Facebook and all the social media platforms and basically govern the way that you think, to shape your minds so that your thoughts are simpatico with the way that they see the world. And they have used a lot of their money and influence to put pressure on Zuckerberg, on the sponsors, and leverage economically their agenda and force this and to get Google to drive certain things up and other things to suppress them and push them way down, to get filters on Facebook for free speech that doesn't align with their progressive agenda, and other social media platforms, basically to put a filter within the digital world on social media to screen out free speech and things that they don't want you to see and hear. Things like this show in itself. Fox News, they just as soon have Fox News off the air. And they gloat over their victories of taking responsibility by forcing somebody to step down, or forcing a sponsor to drop a network, or forcing an individual into court to defend himself against baseless allegations of whatever, whether it's of a sexual nature or some type of ethical nature. This is Cruz charter. This is Media Matters charter. This is what they do. It's a total propaganda effort. And you really need to go and become aware of this, because none of this stuff that's going on around us is happenstance. And it's not conspiracy theory. It's, you know, it's happening right before our eyes. You know, it's like everybody was so shocked that Adolf Hitler would do all these terrible things and send Jews and criminals and political enemies off to the concentration camps. But he wrote about this for 20 years. He wrote about it, and he told us exactly what he intended to do. And nobody took him seriously, and they let it happen. And look what we have today. Look what's going on in Charlottesville, Virginia, this very day. You've got a bunch of neo-Nazi thugs. Unfortunately, they have as much right, much like the Black Lives Matter people, they have rights under our political system, under free speech rights, to protest in a peaceful, nonviolent manner. But when you have... And I'm not in any way defending their moralistic ground any more than I would Black Lives Matters or anybody else. But they do have constitutional rights to express themselves. And then when you get busloads of agitators into rural Virginia that have come from New York or Philly or Baltimore, D.C., who knows? Doesn't matter. But this is exactly what the left wants to see. It's civil war. You can call it whatever you want, but it's civil war on a very small scale. These are the same kind of clashes that happened in the 1920s and the 1930s in Germany. And I'm not associating any one individual with any Nazi party. I'm just saying that these are the type of incidents that are being encouraged by the progressive left, and they're the ones that will tie this to hate speech. I do. I hope the president comes out and strongly condemns any of the white supremacist movement, which disgusts me. That said, the whole Black Lives Matter people and kill cops, fry like bacon, they disgust me also. But they do have their own constitutional rights. But when things turn violent, And when there's injuries and deaths, we are better than this. We as Americans are better than this. We can't allow it. We can't allow it on either side of the political spectrum. It's disgusting and it's wrong, and we as a people cannot tolerate it or allow it to continue. There are some aspects of this disinformation or just outright baseless allegations and accusations that have had truly devastating effects on individuals and their lives. I recall that a judge just awarded some multi-million dollar damages suit. There was an army colonel that was accused of raping a woman when they were both cadets at West Point, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years in the past. Consequently, the guy got passed over for promotion to brigadier general, and all these were proven to be just baseless allegations. And now, very vocal, progressive, leftist young lady has accused Eric Bolling, another Fox News. Now, I'm sure there were some issues at Fox News, where there's smoke, there's fire, and I believe that there were some abuses there, but to go and make these baseless allegations and smear somebody and ruin somebody's life over it, it's unconscionable, and I hope there's severe penalties for those that are doing that. And speaking of smear, our good friend Cheryl Atkinson, renowned author and journalist, we've had her on the show before. In fact, we talked about her book, Smear, which exposes exactly this kind of disinformation and allegation to remove political opponents by any means necessary. And maybe I'll give Cheryl a call. We'll see if we can get her back on the show again to talk about her new book and to discuss some of these tactics that are being used against conservatives. In the meantime, I would invite you to look at our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook, Dishonorable Disclosures / OPSEC. Say that fast three times. Dishonorable Disclosures / OPSEC. Please like us, please share us, follow us, and share it amongst your friends. Also, go to our website at opsecteam.org. See what we've got. See some of the videos. The Dishonorable Disclosures video is there. It's about 20-minute watch. It's interesting, and there's some other things that are on there too. But please go to our website. Check it out. You can sign up to get the newsletter. But most of all, please share it. This show and the whole OPSEC message. And we'd like to encourage that amongst all of our listeners to get the word out about listening to the radio show and to checking out our website and our Facebook page. And also, please do the same with our sponsor, Liberty Ammunition. Liberty Ammunition, one and done, green, environmentally clean ammunition that's lightweight. It's made here in the United States. Very lethal terminal effects for hunting or for personal defense, and you get a 15% discount when you buy your bullets online. When you go to checkout, put in the promotional code of OPSEC15, that's OPSEC15, to get a 15% discount, and you can use it as many times as you want. You can keep going back and buy more bullets, because there's no such thing as too many bullets. That's libertyammunition.com. And please check our site at www.opsecteam.org. Find out about our organization, what we stand for, and what we've done in the past several years.
We're a new breed of talk radio with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio, shows that impact your health, honor our heroes, political talk, shows that inspire you to live a truly authentic life. You can hear your favorite shows on networks like iHeartRadio or AHA Radio, or just download our free apps on both Android and Apple. But we are proud to have you as one of our growing family of listeners. We are the vision of the voices. AmericaOutLoud.com. Now, without a doubt, my friends, this is a game changer. It was for me, and it can be for you. I want to give you an exclusive offer today for our friends of America Out Loud. We appreciate you, and we want to show it right now with our complimentary gift. You can try this today free with our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Now, when I say free, I mean it is 100% free. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. It's a complimentary gift from us to you. Now, Healthy Cell, I'll tell you what, 90-plus nutrients are infused into every cell of your body. This product has been incredible for me personally, and I think it can be for you as well. So I want you to try it. It'll boost your energy, you'll sleep better at night, sharpens your focus, you'll feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer in a beautiful, prosperous life I always talk about with you on the show. Well, I'll tell you what, you can go to the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com and just click the large banner ad and we'll have that complimentary gift right off to you.
So here's another interesting nugget. Seymour Hersh. Seymour has been around for a long time. He's a renowned investigative journalist in the old school sense, like Woodward and Bernstein investigative journalism, meaning let the chips fall where they may. I would say he certainly is leftist or left-leaning, but I believe he is a good investigative journalist in the sense of let the chips fall where they may, and he's interested in getting to the bottom of the truth. Well, he, in a recent interview, in an audio interview, he said that it's understandable where Trump is coming from, that he's saying they're all lies, because they probably are all lies. This whole thing was a John Brennan operation. Don't get me started on Brennan. He's, in fact, Hersh referred to him as a buffoon and an asshole. So here's another interesting nugget coming from a recent audio interview with Seymour Hersh. Seymour has been around for a long time. He's a renowned investigative journalist in the old school sense of investigative journalism, where those folks got to the bottom, got to the truth, and let the chips fall where they may. Now, Hersh is undoubtedly a leftist or left-leaning journalist, but he's fair, and he's a conscientious investigator that wants to get to the bottom of a story and find the truth. And he said there undoubtedly that he's with Trump. He said Trump is right when he says they're all lies, because they are all lies. He contends that this whole thing with the Russian collusion and conspiracy was a John Brennan thing from the start, and the whole Brennan, Clapper, Mike Rogers conspiracy. Clapper's already perjured himself in front of Congress. Brennan was just a tool. In fact, you know, Brennan, don't get me started on him. He rose to the top at CIA, where Seymour Hersh contends that with his background and his communist leanings and his support for the opposition, he should have been miles and miles from Langley, let alone seventh floor, and then rose to the director. But he was a tool for Obama and the administration. He embraced Islam. He embraced communism. How he ever got to be director of Central Intelligence is beyond me. But Hersh refers to him as a buffoon and an asshole, that he was used by the Obama administration, and that he created this whole narrative of the whole Russian collusion thing with Trump, that it was a propaganda effort from the start, and a pretty effective one, I might add, with the way that the media picked up on this. The sources he used were Russian sources, a discredited former MI6 officer, and an opposition research firm here in the United States. The name escapes me now, GPS. Anyway, it was a brilliant operation. But again, this falls into the whole Media Matters playbook, where they just embrace that story. And Hersh even goes on to say that the media's behavior is outrageous, that they're just so willing to believe all this stuff without sources, without any kind of corroboration or backup. There's no facts. There's just no facts to support the allegation of Russian collusion. If there was Russian collusion, the collusion was between John Brennan, then director of the CIA, perhaps Clapper, and perhaps Mike Rogers of HPSI were involved. Certainly the Obama administration was involved. Brennan would not have initiated an operation like this on his own. But he was acting on orders either from Valerie Jarrett or Obama himself. The other conspiracy where certainly Rogers and certainly Clapper, the perjurious James Clapper, who lied to Congress, lied to the American people. So what I found almost humorous was that they said 17 U.S. intelligence agencies concurred that there was Russian involvement. And that's laughable. I mean, even to get a unanimous agreement within DOD, the odds are against it. The Air Force or the Army will have different intel conclusions than, say, the Navy or Marine Corps intelligence, whatever. But 17, a unanimous decision saying, yes, the Russians were involved in our elections. This ICA, the intelligence community assessment, what a bunch of crap. What a load of crap to get 17 agencies to agree and come up with the same conclusion. Well, let's dig a little bit deeper. When they finally pinned Clapper down, Clapper admitted that these 17 agencies were represented by 17 hand-picked seasoned experts. In other words, they were hand-picked because they were going to ascribe to the narrative that the Obama administration wanted you and the rest of the world to believe that the Russians were involved. In fact, the Russians were most likely involved with John Brennan in setting up this whole campaign of propaganda to discredit President Trump. And if you look at the dates on this, I'm pretty sure it was the 6th of January. Anyway, it was pre-inauguration in early January, where Obama and Brennan were still in control and were able to affect that while they still had the reins before inauguration. But yeah, that's just another prime example of the collusion on the Democratic side. And then we can talk about the collusion of Democratic National Committee and Donna Brazile and giving questions to CNN reporters, and collusion between the Democratic National Committee and the Imran Arwan and his brothers who have fled the country that probably gave tons and tons of sensitive information to the Pakistani ISI. And also to the Muslim Brotherhood. There's where your collusion is. There's facts that back these allegations up. They're allegations with substantiation, whereas nobody's been able to have any kind of facts discovered to tie Donald Trump to this Russian collusion issue. But their propaganda campaign has been and still is a very effective one, because the media picked this up in their irresponsible manner and continued their outrageous behavior. In the words of Seymour Hersh, they just are so willing to believe this stuff, quote, end quote. So if you tuned in late, you're listening to Jamie Williamson, retired Special Forces Colonel, on OPSEC Radio on the America Out Loud Radio Network. And again, we want to plug our sponsors, Liberty Ammunition. Folks, I carry Liberty Ammunition because I believe in it. I shoot it. I've never had a malfunction. I use it in various calibers in my own personal defense weapons that I carry it. And you can order these bullets online. They're no more expensive than any other type of ammunition. They'll be shipped directly to your door. And when you check out, their website is www.libertyammunition.com. And when you go to check out, pick out your bullets and look for the promotional code and enter OPSEC15. That's OPSEC15. And the good people at Liberty have agreed to give OPSEC listeners a 15% discount on the bullets that they buy. And you can use that over and over again as many times as you want. It doesn't expire. There's no limitation. So please go to libertyammunition.com. Whether it's hunting or target practice or personal defense, they make different line of ammunition. Plus for law enforcement and military, high-grade penetration ammunition for them as well. Also, please go to OPSEC's website at www.opsecteam.org. Follow us on Facebook, Dishonorable Disclosures /OPSEC. Please share information on OPSEC, both on our radio show and our website with your friends. Like to promote our site as well. So here are my thoughts on the aftermath of the violence that occurred in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is exactly what the progressive left wants to see. If we tolerate this, if we allow it to happen, it'll destroy us. It like I said, it tears at the very fabric of our nation. This is the type of division that was created during 8 years of the Obama administration, pitting people against the police force and the establishment, blacks against whites, lower class economic background against upper class and upper middle class. That's what they want. They want division. They want to sow the seeds of discontent and destroy this country and everything it stands for. Now, there was one man that was killed, run over by a car, put 19 people in the hospital, and then two Virginia State troopers perished in a helicopter crash nearby that was directly related to the violence. So I'm asking Attorney General Sessions to please investigate this matter. I know the paint isn't dry yet. It just happened yesterday as we record this show. There are sedition laws on the books. They have been around for a long, long time, for decades. We need to start dusting them off and looking at enforcing the law. There's a thin line, it's a balance between preservation of constitutional rights, but when different organizations are advocating violence or advocating a violent overthrow of the U.S. government, let's arrest them, let's try them, and let's put them in jail under the laws that are on our books now, under the rule of law. We've got to stop this. And this circles on back to the whole Soros-funded progressive left, the Media Matters conspiracy. It's all part of the bigger game. And people need to know this. This is, we've got to get the word out. This is a greatly orchestrated and planned plot. Now, if you want to defeat somebody at the elections, in the next elections, fine. Everybody does that. But it's by the means that it's done. Now, they're looking to impeach the president. Well, you have to have grounds for impeachment. You can't just invent them, although they're trying to do that every day. But through this concerted effort, and there's a lot of money behind it, people, and it's not just George Soros's deep pockets. There's a lot of others. But I'm asking the Attorney General to investigate this and the other incidents. I don't know much about these white supremacists that initially marched. Unfortunately, as hateful and as disgusting as their message is, they have the right to protest. As disgusting and as hateful as the Black Lives Matter movements are, they also have a right to protest. They have that constitutional right within certain parameters. But when busloads of activists armed with shields and clubs, when they're being bussed in from the area, these people weren't from the Charlottesville, Virginia area. I don't know where they came from, but somebody was behind them. Somebody like, let me think, who was a community organizer that we all know? Now, I'm not tying this directly to Obama and his OFA movement, but not to say that the ties aren't there either. But somebody has organized, somebody has funded. When people show up with pre-printed signs, where they start arriving on buses to deliberately clash in a, you know, if you're wearing helmets and carrying shields and clubs, you're not there for a peaceful demonstration. The Attorney General needs to investigate this. We need to get the bottom of it, not just the individuals who are participating in it, but those who are organizing and encouraging and fomenting and financing that violence and that type of conflict. It's just unconscionable that here in the 21st century, they are sowing the seeds of a civil war. It's not North against South. It's economic and class warfare. It's racial warfare. You know, in the 8 years, we took major steps backwards in race relations. And now it's the time to heal. It's the time to come together. And we've got organizations that are pulling every thread possible to undo this and to create more division, more separation. And it needs to be investigated. We need to look at those laws that are already on the books and enforce those laws and start trying in the court of law the individuals that are behind this. You know, I look back at this girl that encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide. I think she got off lightly, but it's the same type of thing on a smaller scale. You got people that are funding and planning and organizing, and then you've got these thugs, these tools. They're anarchists. That's all they are. The Occupy Wall Street folks, the people that couldn't give a damn about the environment that went to protest the pipeline. They trashed the place. They crapped all over the place. They left their garbage everywhere. They didn't give 2 cents worth about the environment. They were tools of whoever basically had hired them. You know, they recruit on Craigslist and stuff. And I've seen advertisements where they're offering, you know, basically room and board for $50 a day or whatever for rent your anarchist to for whatever political cause that they want to support. That's what needs to be investigated, and that's what needs to be stopped. It's not the people, as much the people that are committing this violence, but those that are planning it and encouraging it and fomenting that violence and allowing it to happen. We need to take a good look at we as a whole, as society, and what we are going to tolerate and what we are not going to tolerate, because it will be our downfall unless we do something to stop it now. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jamie Williamson, your host on OPSEC Radio on the America Out Loud Radio Network. Please check out America Out Loud. There's plenty of other hosts with good messages. So go to America Out Loud and look at all the other hosts and tune into their stations as well. Thank you for joining us.